As Ari just noted, Israel is urging Palestinians in Gaza to leave their homes. The Israelis say they're targeting houses where Hamas militants are sheltering among civilians. Hamas officials, though, have told the population to stay put. But as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Gaza, thousands are heeding the Israeli warnings.
Palestinians in cars, on motorbikes and donkey carts followed Gaza's main road south this morning. Jamil Sultan traveled on a cart with two grandchildren on his lap, another driving, his wife and two grown daughters.
Tonight it was hell there, too much shooting and shelling. And Israelis, they called us at the landline and they told us you have to leave the area immediately. We left all our clothes, our private things at home. We brought things that we can sleep and fit on it.
On another cart heading south, Alia Gabin holds an infant. Seven other children are with her. They're heading for a school run by the United Nations in Gaza. The UN schools are safe, she says, because all the houses are targeted. We don't know what else to do. This is torture, she says. In the courtyard of Al-Ramal Elementary School, families unload bedding, cooking pots, bags of rice. UN staff say the first people seeking shelter knocked on school gates at 2 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of an Israeli bombing campaign. In an upstairs classroom, a message on the blackboard left over from the school year announces a test on human rights issues. A UN worker registers a family.
Fahmi Mahmoud Muhammad Zaid.
They're trying to put no more than 30 people in each classroom and trying to keep extended families together. Nahid Syed's 3-year-old daughter is crying. This is the third time Syed has left her home due to fighting in Gaza. Whenever there's a war, we come here, she says. This is the third time we've come. It's always the same, hitting, bombing, incursions. The UN has been preparing for this kind of evacuation, says Robert Turner, the director of the UN Relief and Works Agency in Gaza. The last time Israel sent troops into Gaza on the ground, 5 years ago, 50,000 Palestinians sought shelter in schools.
So we have prepared more or less for a similar kind of number. Unfortunately, we don't have the supplies we'd like to have because we had to distribute a lot of relief supplies after the flooding, really terrible flooding in December of last year. We were never able to find the funding to replenish those stocks.
The agency has enough supplies for about 35,000 people, he says. Israel widely publicized yesterday its warnings to civilians in northern Gaza to leave, calling cell phones and dropping leaflets. But some residents near border areas got warnings several days ago. Muhannad Abu Haloub left her home in the north on Thursday. She went to relatives in Gaza City. They said if you stay in your home, you'll die, she said. But if you leave, you'll be safe. We were afraid. My daughter came with me at first, but when she saw that nothing happened at home, she went back, she said. Her 80-year-old husband, Mohammed Arafa Abu Haloub, had stayed back on their land. Their daughter and a son stayed with him. But this morning, they all changed their minds and left. Abu Haloub says it was not easy to abandon his home.
I received 6 warnings before. I always intended not to leave, but I changed my mind finally, because I wanted to protect and save the lives of my son and daughter who came and stayed with me, and they refused to leave unless I leave with them.
Hamas, the militant group fighting Israel, countered Israeli warnings to leave the north, saying it was propaganda designed to frighten people and leaving would help Israel. But some people said local Hamas religious leaders told them it's safer to go. Hamas formally quit governing the Gaza Strip last month, but remains in clear control, at least of the weapons here. Israel pulled out of Gaza 9 years ago. The UN's Robert Turner says he's not sure what comes next.
That's the big question. That's what has us most worried, is how does this end? Who picks up the keys to Gaza when this is over?
Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.